Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Well, it's Monday morning, August the 2nd, 2010. You know, I love it when August shows up. You know why? Well, only 2 months more of the heat we get here every year in Arizona. Then it's paradise around here for about 7 months or so. So if we can get through August and September, sometimes a little bit of October, then we're home free. All right, time for a little exercise. I hope you have paper and pen. You don't have to, but it makes for a good visual for you to see. All right, here's the question, and I've done this before with a live audience. Write down the names of the people who you really think should receive more of God's favor in their life. Maybe 5 or 6 people on your list. I'll give you a few moments to do the list. Have you got some names down there? At least 5? Now, I'm sure as you wrote down some names, you probably thought of some good reasons why you think that person should receive more of God's favor. And here's my next question. Is your name on the list? If your name is not on the list you just wrote, why not? Why do you think that you really shouldn't receive more favor from God? Is it because of what you've done, or maybe it's because of what you haven't done? Now just stop and think about this for a minute. Who really deserves God's favor? I mean, who could possibly earn favor from God Almighty? And yet the scriptures are plain that God has freely extended His grace and His favor. There are many, many promises in the Bible, right? Promises of health, prosperity, that He will supply all your needs, promises of help and deliverance. Now, none of those promises come with stipulations, do they? Are there certain rules and restrictions? Well, of course not. Those promises are God's offer of His grace and His favor. He's already freely extended His grace and His favor to you. We, on the other hand, so many times, object to His good favor. Object? Yes, we do. Well, how do we do that? Well, we would really love to receive what God has promised, right? But something inside of us is saying, you don't deserve that. You're not good enough. You haven't prayed long enough, have you? You haven't done this, but you've certainly done a lot of that. Ever had thoughts like that before? In other words, our feelings of unworthiness cause us to object, or maybe a better way to say it would be, reject the kind favor that He's extending to us. Instead of having our arms out and our palms up, ready to receive His blessings, we, in effect, many times push the blessings away because we just don't feel worthy. Now, have you ever offered something to someone and they responded by saying, no, thank you, I don't want to impose? For example, inviting someone to dinner who was indeed hungry, only to have them say that they didn't want to impose upon your kind hospitality. They objected because of how they feel about themselves. They not only feel unworthy, but they also feel like they've not really earned a spot at your table. You see, when it comes to God's favor and His grace and His blessings, it has nothing to do with earning anything. It has nothing to do with being worthy of it. His grace and favor have already been extended to us. He's the one who made the promises. He's the one who will keep His word as He's promised. And He's the one who's extended Himself to us regardless of our response. No, you cannot earn His favor. Neither can I. No, you do not deserve His favor. Neither do I. But it's been extended to us. We can accept it or we can reject it. Now, before I end this podcast, I want to give you 2 keys on how to receive more favor from God. And you might want to jot these down, okay? The first key in receiving more of God's favor in your life is to accept and believe who God says that you are. You know, as a Christian, the Bible says that you're not only saved, but that you've been made righteous. And that simply means that you are now right in his sight. In other words, you belong. So do you feel righteous? Do you feel all right to be in his presence? Or do you feel ashamed and unworthy? Do you feel guilty and condemned? If you feel guilty and condemned or ashamed and unworthy, why not stop and remember that God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, paid for all your sins? Matter of fact, he paid for the sins of the whole world, and that includes yours, and it includes mine. You've been forgiven. God's forgiveness, because of what Christ did, is available. And the Bible says that if our heart doesn't condemn us, then we will have confidence toward God. God loves you, and nothing you do or don't do will ever change that. The Bible says that he made you righteous. In his sight, you are righteous. You are lovely and acceptable, holy and without blame. You've been forgiven. God loves you. So the first key in receiving more of God's favor in your life is to accept and believe who God says that you are. The second key in receiving more of God's favor in your life is to simply ask for his help and then look for and expect it. Anticipate it. Who, me? His favor is coming my way? All right, hold it. You need to go back to key number one. You're not ready yet. Again, the first key, you've got to believe who the Bible says that you are. You've got to stay convinced of God's love for you. Nothing can separate you from God's love. He has made promises to his children, and that includes you. So why not anticipate? Look for and expect God's favor in your life. And if you happen to write down a list of people who you think really, really ought to receive God's favor, make sure your name is at the top of the list. Well, that's it for this podcast. Have you got a comment? Go ahead and type it in down below. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I've posted something new, because every time something new is posted, you'll get notified personally. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, whether you do that email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with more information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.